A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All righty, sports fans, welcome on in. It is KSL's unrivaled. Scott Mitchell with Matt Biamonte, who is, of course, the host of Cougar Sports Saturday. Alex Carey is on break, and it is a Thursday full of things. I mean, it's a full of stuff. If you love sports, we've got the NBA draft going on. We've got some amazing Olympic coverage. Of course, we're going to have Jeremiah Jensen. We just got back from Pac-12 Media Days. We've got Bill Riley, the voice of the Utes in RSL, and some just great conversations about significant things happening in the world of sports. And we want to get right to it here. Simone Biles, of course, she has withdrawn from the Olympics and the whole experience. And if there was ever somebody who was like a sure bet, I mean, I think more people were ready to tune in because she's just otherworldly in her, you know, what she does on the gymnastics mat. And Simone Biles, she's our 7:05 cut.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
So Simone Biles, right? I mean, she's just amazing.
She's
out of this world, incredible. And she withdrew. So I'm with my daughter playing golf this morning. And I was asking her about this. I said, you know, kind of what is it with your generation? You know, what's happening? And she was like, you know, this is a real thing. It's a real issue. But she says it's social media. She listed off all these things like social media. It's that, you know, if we can't win, we go home because, you know, everyone gets a participation trophy. But it's also like serious mental health issues. And she said, look, Dad, my boyfriend went on a mission for the LDS Church. And I was a wreck. She goes, I was so, and she goes, it was all in my head. But it was a real thing to me. She goes, all I could do was just scream out loud. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And so this has an issue. I'm curious, you know, to get what do you feel about Simone Biles? Where do you fall on the fence with this? Because then there was another guy with us, and he goes, she let her team down. Like, you know, it's so lame of her to do this. How dare her do this, you know? Why not just stop before the Olympics start? You're taking somebody's position, and I. So where is she? Where do you fall in this whole thing?
It's hard. I can see both sides, and my first reaction was she's letting the team down. And then as I begin to think about it more, the circumstances around these Olympics are so unique and different than any other Olympics that's ever happened. You throw in the pandemic, you throw in, too, the preparation that goes on for 4 years, and then it's postponed a year. Then you have to prepare for another year, and how difficult is the preparation that is overlooked here, Scott, is they're not competing in front of any fans. That's not a normal thing
right, for
athletes at this level to go into a silent.
And these athletes are a bunch of show-offs,
yeah,
right? They just want to, the more the merrier. We want to put on a show. We want people, we want the whole world to look at us.
And hey, you played in the NFL.
I know, that's why I'm saying it.
I did not play in the NFL. You did, but There's yeah, it's the, overrated. You, it's you, but thing. The adrenaline, the yes. momentum from fans, that kind of gets you going. And with that not being there, I can actually see where, from a mental perspective, you're not in the right frame of mind. And then you worry, hey, this isn't how I'm used to these circumstances. This is different. Can I do it? Doubt creeps in. And when you're competing at that level where there's real danger involved, if you don't hit the mark, then I can totally see where she's at. Hey, I don't have it. And in a lot of ways, you have to respect her because she could have pushed through and hurt the team. Maybe she gets injured and they don't win the gold. I mean, that's compared to getting injured, not winning the gold is not that big of a deal. But
so I can see why people would think all of these things. Yeah. I can see why people say she let her team down, right? Mm-hmm. And how dare she, you know, and she, come on, she's like amazing. There's no way she can, you know, suck it up, buttercup, let's go kind yep. of thing. But then the other side of it, the mental illness side is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And when your mind gets in the way of you, it gets in the way and it is a tough thing. And I think it's actually something different. I want you to play this clip here and we'll get into this.
Cougar, you should be in sick bay. What's on your mind?
My wife and kids, sir. I almost orphaned them today. I've never even seen them. I don't know what happened up there, but I was so scared.
Come on, we've seen this before.
No, sir. Holding on too tight. I've lost the edge. I'm sorry, sir.
He lost the edge, right? And so here, and someone brought this to my attention. And when it was brought to my attention, I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, Simone Biles. Every time she goes out and performs, she's different than anyone in the world, anyone ever. If she makes one miscue, it's a catastrophic injury.
Yeah.
You know, and
career ending.
Yeah. And so, like these Top Gun pilots or the guy who free soloed El Capitan,
Alex Honnold. Yeah.
If he makes a mistake, it's over. And you saw the biography on this or the documentary yep. on this. Where he would go and he's like, yeah, I'm not feeling it today. Yep. So he stopped.
Yep.
And when you're Simone Biles and you're not, and for all the reasons you brought up, whether the fans, it's odd. This whole environment isn't there. And if you don't have it, if you're not willing to live on that edge and just let it go, you know, where he says, I'm holding on too tight right here. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. And I think this plays into it as much of any of these reasons that we've dealt with. Nobody knows what it's like to be Simone Biles and do like 5,000 different flips in the air. I mean, it's insane how high she gets and how contorted she gets. And it's every time. And the stress level of that, knowing that I'm trying to perform at a level here that if I make one mistake, I could end, you know, my life or I could significantly, you know, I could be paralyzed. I yeah. could have all of these things. And if you're not willing to live on that edge, I would have to believe that's a hard thing to try to do if you're not there.
Yeah.
You'd be scared to death.
It's hard to even imagine because I've never reached a level of that in any part of my life. She is the greatest gymnastics athlete of all time, in my opinion. She's one of a kind. What she does, we've never seen before. And at the end of the day, when I think about this, Scott, you just really have to come back to the courage it takes. Because let's also talk about this. Knowing I am the leader, I'm the one who's supposed to take USA to gold, and knowing the pressure that's there and still being able to say, I know that these are the expectations, and yet I can't go forward for whatever the reason is. That's an impressive thing. That's really mature for someone to say that, because you got to push through. And as you mentioned, injury hurt the team. But for her to say, hey, I can't do it, you really have to – that's really impressive.
It takes unbelievable courage to do
oh,
this.
Yeah.
I mean, to step away in the world's biggest stage and just – but she knows. Like, I just as an athlete – I either have it or I don't, and I just can't do that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have the voice of the Utes and RSL, Bill Riley. Of course, we went to Pac-12 Media Days. We're going to get his impressions on that and so much more. So stick around. We'll be right back.
It's
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.